podcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Traveling the road alone, I'm traveling this road with you. I know what it is when you got to grapple over somebody that got in your mind, got into your spirit, you ain't feeling good about them, you don't like to be around them, it's your brother or your sister, whatever, where you dealing with stuff, I understand what it is to fight it. Tell somebody, fight it.
Fight it.
Don't accommodate it. Fight it. And watch how God will give you grace to get over it.
Amen.
Amen. If you don't get over it, God will take you through it. Amen. He'll take you through it. But tell somebody, don't be afraid of it. You know what's important about going through is not just going through, it's how you go through. See, that pressure that's on you, it's going to come up off of you at some point in time. Amen. All that stuff that you're dealing with, even now, it's going to be over with after a while. Well, let me ask you, what will you be when you come out? What will you be like? Will you have changed? Will you have grown? Will your conversation have changed? Will your mindset be different? Will you be more mature? Or will you still be bitter? Will you still, it's going to change. It's going to stop. But what will you be like? So see, it's how you go through something in applying the word. The Bible says that God said the Israelites always hardened their hearts in the day of provocation, therefore they don't know me. Understand something, child of God. God is not so much concerned with your comfort. We in our society, we are a society of convenience.
Amen. Amen.
And oftentimes we think convenience is God. Now, I'm not talking about God is out to just mess up your life and stuff. But we've become a society, a culture, where we define how blessed someone is by how much they possess. And sometimes those are the most troubled people in the world. Most angry, most vile, most whatever going on inside them. They got stuff. But they paid a real high price for it. I'm not saying stuff is wrong. It's good. It's good when you get it right. God has promised to bless the righteous. But it's how you go through to get it, to receive it. Amen. The blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow. You don't get sick after you get blessed by God. Amen. Your children ain't on drugs after you get blessed by God. You're not on the verge of divorce when you get blessed by God. Hello? I wish I had somebody on this same frequency. I hear a couple on this first row, but I don't hear many of y'all on this. See, y'all have gone down to the fifth frequency. You have to understand, frequencies you release are what your life becomes. I think our sister said it. Stop being passive when it comes to God. God is not against ambition. As a matter of fact, most time when it's done legally and lawfully, God put that drive in you to be better, to do more, to be greater, to go where nobody's gone before, to do something nobody's done before, to be better than the next guy, to outdo everything else that's been done. God puts that in you. Amen. There's nothing wrong with that. As long as you do it God's way, you keep him in the picture. It's important. How important is it? These guys that were walking, the same day they were going from Jerusalem to Emmaus, they talked about what had happened. And while they communed together and reasoned, I say they lost the frequency. Number one, they were walking away as we read this story, it was 3 days. How often has someone walked away, turned away from God, right when God was about to move? I can't speak for everybody. I've experienced that. You lose patience. You start getting angry with God or with people or with the situation, and now you go to try plan B. And just as you're about to try plan B, then God shows up. If you'd waited just a little longer, if you'd just been just a little more patient. See, the word says, in your patience, you possess your soul. There's never a time to not be patient. See, let me say it again. There's never a time to not be patient. I can write a book on that, where you leave that posture because you let the agitation inside of you and in your mind, somebody trying to control you or somebody not doing right by you, and that until you leave that posture. And God shows up. Saul did that. The people were pressing upon him to do the sacrifice, but he wasn't authorized. When Samuel showed up, he had just done the sacrifice, but it cost him his kingdom. Amen. Amen. We're at what you call critical mass. Not a whole lot of room for mistakes and foolishness. You ought to be mature now enough to know the pathways of the Spirit. Psalm 17 talks about how through the word of God. As a matter of fact, get that up for me right now. If you go Psalm 17, Psalms 17. I'll show you something that again, will get to you the wisdom and the understanding that you're going to leave out of here with. That'll change the course of a lot of things. Psalm 17. Hear the right, O Lord, attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and I shall find and shall find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Now the next verse is important. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Amen. You see, there are pathways. First he said, Lord, my mouth, the words of my mouth. Amen. Then he said, the words that you've spoken to me, by that word in my mouth and out of your mouth, it has kept me out of the path of the destroyer. Amen. Do you understand? The words that you are speaking, not what somebody else is saying about you. Amen. They can say good and bad, that's okay. But at the end of the day, what's coming out of your mouth? Amen. That will determine whether you step over into the path of the destroyer or stay in the pathway of God. Amen. Your spiritual posture. There's an interesting verse. I touched on this before we left for Asia. I touched on it in Ephesians, where it says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air, and that there's a course of the world. In other words, the world is set on a course. People in the world, they think like the world. They're in darkness, so they think in darkness. They use where, even though they're kind in that, their ultimate motivation in that, they're tied to the course of this world. They don't know God. They're in darkness. It's a course. And the word says that the devil is the prince of the power of the air. Let me elaborate on that in a minute. What does it mean, the prince of the power of the air? We think this air. He's not the prince of this air. The creation belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The devil is not a creator. He ain't created nothing. He's the prince of the power of the air, of the course of this world. Now, the world is set on a course. It's going somewhere. You know, you won't achieve certain things in the world unless you become like the world. Amen. Hello? The world will love its own, but the world will hate you because it doesn't know you. It'll reject you. That's why we trust God. If he got something for me in the world, God's got to set me there. Not man, amen, not my own doing, but God has to set me there. Hello? Tell somebody, God's in control. He's sovereign. He's transcendent. So no matter what is going on in the course of this world, if God says yes, I don't care how long they say no. I don't care what they have, how powerful they are, who's standing in your way. If God said yes, when the appointed time comes, guess what? They're going to get out of your way. They're going to move because when the Lord gets ready, they got to move. With a word, he'll move them. Amen. Tell somebody, everything's going to change for me. For the better. We just, our job, our purpose, our assignment, our responsibility is to stay out of the path of the destroyer. Now, let me touch on this again. I want you to see this real clearly. Prince of the power of the air. The word there, air, is the word pneuma. It's spirit. He's the prince of the power of the spirit. Amen. What spirit? The spirit of man. Pneuma. He's the prince of the power of the air. Men, unsaved men, remember, you can't talk without part of your spirit going out. Everything you say has spirit to it. Every word you speak, in other words, is breathed. So a part of you is coming out. And it creates an atmosphere. So if what you are saying is in line with what the devil wants, or is he's influencing you to say it, then he's the prince of the power of that pneuma, and he has set you on a course. And so now he's got place in your life. And you're wondering how the devil busy. Well, you've been letting him be busy. Amen. You've been buying into his strategy. You've been talking his talk. You've been in agreement with him. Tell somebody right now, the devil is a liar. Stop speaking the lies of the devil. Stop speaking what you determined to be fact. Well, it's just a fact of the matter. Stop speaking what had happened. Forget about what had happened. It hadn't determined my future. Yeah, so what? I got knocked down, but I got back up. Huh? They set me aside, but I got back in. They tried to deny me, but God said yes. When God says yes, I don't care who says no. Just wait. Like Job said, all the days of my appointed time, I'll wait till my change come. Amen. Somebody give him a shout like they mean it. I'll wait till my change come. God is sovereign. He ain't batting an eye. He ain't worried about nothing. He's not troubled over what's going on in the world.
Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce. If you serve Sunday after Sunday without an opportunity to sit and be poured into, here's your chance. Or if you just love to worship, register for the Pour the Oil Worship Conference at www.pourtheoilconference.com. Or call 772-475-6800 for more information.